And just allow everything within your body to settle into the chair, relax your head, relax your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Relax your abdomen, relax your thighs, relax your knees, relax your calves and your feet. And allow any tension that was in your body to just simply melt away. And allow your face to soften. And just feel a nice softness descending upon your body. And in this softness, feel the softness of your heart, your golden heart that radiates an infinite energy of pure love. It's always there 24/7. Just like Kryon is always here 24/7, always with you. And in this 24/7 meld that Kryon has with Lee, we now step aside so that Lee can give us the morning's channel from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Questions have always been asked when you channel. Does the entity being channeled, Kryon, aware enough of where you are? Does spirit know what's going on? Or is it a disconnect where somehow you bring in an entity from the other side of the veil and they're in some kind of a bubble? Don't know what you are experiencing. This comes from misinformation of how you believe God sees you, or spirit sees you, or the creator sees you, whatever name you like to give. The beautiful, magnificent truth, known by God you are, in a way that you can't truly imagine. Known by God means all the things that you were going through are felt, known. And it's not just the difficulties, dear ones. Spirit is not there to help you through difficulties and then it goes away when you're having fun. Spirit is here to celebrate with you, and you should feel that and know that. When it's time to laugh, do you realize just how healing and relieving that is? Don't you feel the smiling creative energy of Mother Father with you when you laugh? When you're celebrating something specifically wonderful for you or for others, and you're in that space where you're relaxing and you're saying, this is a good time, I'm going to remember this time, spirit is right next to you. So it's not just a fair weather or not fair weather spirit. It's 24/7. And in those times where you are needing help, that's when that outstretched hand is there. If you choose to take it, that's the free will that we speak of all the time. There are so many who have been trained out of it. And that is to say, they have to believe, they have to climb stairs or go to a certain place or say certain words or believe certain things before that creator would pay attention. That is completely and totally man-made, dear ones. It comes from your own hierarchic structure of how you would do it, perhaps, or how many officials you'd have to go through in order to talk to the boss, because the boss is protected. That's not the way it is with spirit. There is no hierarchy. That creative source which created the universe, the heavens, all that you see, all that you admire, all the beauty of nature, knows your name. Knows your name. Something is happening on this planet And we have said this before. We have the opening of enhanced knowledge. The opening of enhanced knowledge. And part of that opening that I want to speak of briefly today would be the acceptance or revelation of multidimensionality. You might even call it the multidimensional effect. I'll start this way. Humanity thinks a certain way, and often it's for protection. It's unconscious, meaning that there are hidden biases, even among those who say they are unbiased. And it happens because of training, or it happens because of those who told you certain things that you respect, perhaps that you even love. And when those certain things might be revealed as slightly different, you do not want to go to the difference at all. You want to stay with what you were told, because to do otherwise almost would be a betrayal. So there are many hidden biases in many areas, especially that of science. I would like to introduce you to the balanced physicist. Those who come out of high physics know right from the beginning that there is so much more that is not being shown yet that must be there, because they see reactions they don't understand. From the beginning, even in the training of physics, they see the double slot experiment with light and realize light can be in two places at once. This is something they learn in their first courses. It opens a door that says, you don't know everything, and whatever we teach you is the known. But a good balanced physicist will say, there is so much we don't know. They're very interested in the things that they see but cannot explain. And in that, there is the acknowledgement that there is so much more that they don't know. Now, this, you might say, is a very good thing, especially for a high science like physics. But even with that attitude, there is something they object on. Don't mess with the laws. In other words, those that they have learned to respect, such as Newton and Kepler, have created certain laws that not only work, but have worked now for decades in some of the most highest science on the planet, such as space exploration. Those laws have allowed you to leave this planet with probes and even land on asteroids. That is Newton, and that is Kepler. And it never changes, and it works. And so if someone comes along and says, well, you know, I've got a different law that would be very different from what Newton said, you would think that a physicist would go, wow, tell me more. They don't. What they do is slam the door. So in one area, they're saying, tell me more, because we know we don't have all the answers. In the other area, they're saying, yes, but there are certain laws that we have been using, so obviously they can't be any different than what we know. This is classic, and this is common. What you're taught in school, physicist, doctor, is then what you carry on to be cognized for life. And that is going to change. My advice to any man or woman of science is this. The laws that you've learned, the things that you know, consider them as the primer. When certain other things are revealed, they do not negate what you've learned. They enhance it. They make it bigger. They make it more profound and more elegant than they were. What if the laws of Newton and Kepler were the basic ones? What if they are simply the default? You study them, you use them. And I have said this before. What if you find out there is something that can alter them? Would you then object? What have you done? Have you changed the law, or have you altered it and made it bigger? Are there discoveries to be made that will take what is known now from Newton and Kepler and then go to the next step, using perhaps multidimensional energies, keeping what you've learned, but then enhancing it to be bigger? You'd think that would be something that every one of science would say, we understand this. But the unconscious biases keep you from going there and saying yes. And that is what we speak of in these moments with you now. 31 years ago, when I came in and started channeling, I presented something that you should know. And I have continued with that up until this point and starting to enhance it. And the teaching is this. You live in a reality that is not real, but you think it is. Real as defined would be an all-encompassing reality that has to include all the dimensions that are. And that then is real. And it has to then include the things you don't know about yet. And those things you don't know about yet are starting to be revealed slowly. And they are. And it mostly has to do with the revelation of other dimensions within every single science. I told you once a statement that got so much pushback from so many people. I said, the rocks are alive. The elements, elementals that live within them, in Gaia itself, in the grid systems that are there, have an actual consciousness that knows you, and you call it Mother Nature. The rocks are alive. And so many would say, well, now you've gone too far, Cryon. They're not alive, obviously. We've tested them. There's nothing in there. And what you've done is to test them with 4D tests. That's all you have. That's all you know. Can you test multiple shades of color with a black and white kit? Well, you do all the time. And you announce your proudly announce the results of your black and white tests. And you say, no, it cannot be this, and you're testing color. You don't even know it. You cannot see what you cannot see or know what you haven't discovered yet. So when it starts to happen, what do you do? This is the crux of the new, I would say, debates in science. Not just what is real, but can you indeed start to add onto what has been the holy grail, if you want to say, of your particular protocol? Doctor, medical doctor, scientist, physicist, astronomer, space traveler. Can you think out of the box for a moment? You're about to find out. Mainstream is going to know that there are things beyond what you expected. I'll show you how biased humanity is, because as little as 100 or 200 years ago, things which would show themselves perhaps as being multidimensional would then be labeled as witchcraft. So you have a reality you don't understand and you make it evil. That is still with you, by the way. I won't say much more about that, but that is part of the problem. Is that which is more enhanced and more godly and more divine starting to show itself is so unusual to those who think they know what the love of God looks like that they brand it evil and throw it away, not understanding that they're actually seeing proof of their own magnificence. What a world you live in. Years ago, doctors started to look at, researchers started to look at DNA differently. You know, physics and biology have not necessarily been that which has been studied together. In colleges today, you see that buildings that you study, the protocols, are separated even to this day. Earth sciences are separated from physics. Physics is separated from biology, from medicine. But that is starting to change. Even in some of the descriptions of what people do, would give a hint to what their protocols have become. And what I mean by that is you're starting to see an alliance between physics and medicine. And part of that alliance is because of what has been discovered. And here's the big one. Biology has a multidimensional component. Years ago, over 30 years ago, that was shown. Light is known as being multidimensional, and that is why it can be in two places at once. And when you have experiments with light and DNA, you start to discover something. That the DNA portions of it, react differently to light than anything else, and show themselves as being part of a multidimensional scenario and system. Biology has a multidimensional component. How much medicine and those who would teach it will go there? How many professors or doctors will say, tell me more, because this is what we've been waiting for? Medicine to this day, again, is the default. As complicated, as pristine as you think, even as elegant as you think it is, it's the default. You push here and something reacts. And so in order to cure this, you push this and that, and this chemical does this and that. And indeed, it might help the disease, but unfortunately, there's something else over here that also gets pushed. It's not a good system, but it's the only one until now. If you start understanding the multidimensionality of biology, you realize that so much of it has to do with consciousness. How long has homeopathy been with you? Homeopathy, in general, has been dismissed by American medical associations. It doesn't work. It can't work. There's too many, too small parts per million. There can be no reaction, so therefore, it's debunked. And yet, for hundreds of years, all through European history, it works. Why would it work? It works because it carries a signal to that which is the multidimensional portions of your body and your DNA and even your blood. It's all there to be seen and worked with. Your innate of your body is a multidimensional process that can be muscle tested, can be talked to with consciousness. All of these things starting to be seen and used and proven and tested. But there's more. What if in that multidimensionality of your DNA, there are imprints that tell a story? And this is where multidimensionality departs completely from anything linear. It's not simply another component. It's not simply another part that's linear. It's expansive. It tells stories. It has patterns. It holds secrets and truths. All multidimensionality is this way. Hard to explain. It's like a library, a template. It tells a story more than just of the cell it's part of. It tells a story more than just perhaps how it reacts to the body. It might tell a story of your lineage, of your magnificence, even your creation. These are the things that will begin in the new Lemuria. And you're going to start seeing them in medicine. The doctor you're about to meet, practicing physician, busy hospital, busy city, has had these revelations. And if you ask him what has happened to your training, he will say, my training was valid, but what I've discovered goes then beyond it. It does not void what I've learned, it enhances it. And I can go from there as a building block that then gets changed, enhanced, it even changes color. And that's a metaphor. These are the things I am telling to you to look for. Men and women of science, can I say this to you? Be open for things you don't expect. There's more here than you know. Do not hold on to what you've been taught as the absolute truth of everything forever. For these things will not be erased or voided or made to be bad. They simply are the building blocks of so much more that you went into the protocol for. You must love it to have studied it for so much. Be open to the rest of the story. And if you are, you'll find yourself right in the middle of it. And that's the beauty of the new Lemuria. And so it is.